Hello there, and welcome to Pink Milk.
Your Star Wars podcast for us. All right, do it over. I allow it.
Hello there, and welcome to Pink Milk. Hello there, and welcome to Pink Milk, where we talk... Oh, God. Okay, nope, I swear I got it. Hello there, and welcome to Pink Milk, your Star Wars podcast for us super fans.
And those of us who are forced to listen to them.
Today is someday, and someday, Thomas, we've got a lot to talk about.
Well, let's get busy then.
Let's do this thing and drink up.
Drink up.
This is Red 5. I'm going in. I'm a Jedi, like my father before me.
Hello there, Pop.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm feeling super duper.
Well, you are super duper. That's why.
Driving my Mini Cooper.
No, you're not doing that. No.
Am I not feeling satisfied?
Well, you're probably that, but not the Mini Cooper thing. Nah.
Did I do my yogas and my Pilates?
Nope.
Is the room full of hotties?
Yes.
Well, then you know I'm satisfied.
Well, I told you were satisfied.
And if you're wondering who's satisfied over here, I'm your host, Brian. With me, as always, is my better half and your better host, Thomas.
Hello, hello, hello.
I am very excited about this. So let's get through our weeks real quick. How was your week, babe?
Week's good. Check.
Check. You know what? My week?
How was our week? It was a busy week, actually.
It was. I was less busy at work.
Yes. Yes, you were less at work.
I was less at work. Thank God. But our kids, our youngest, just had their first football game and they won.
They did win. I was impressed. I mean, I thought they would win, but I was impressed at how well they did.
Yeah. Parents who are listening, please respond with your thoughts on my comment to Michael, who I was like, you guys won. And Michael's like, yeah, but even if we didn't, it would have been okay. We still would have been winners because we had fun. My response to him was, no, you would have lost, but it's okay to still have fun.
But I'm just going to say it out loud for all your parents out there. Nothing's worse than sitting there and watch your kids lose over and over and over and over and over again. So yeah. It's really nice when your kids win. And this team, if I remember from last year, I mean,
yeah,
it's a good team.
I mean, in all honesty, we're usually on the losing teams.
Always. It just, you know, the first couple of times, no, you got this. Oh, it's about the sport. Oh, no, don't you dig her. No, actually, you guys lost. You need to get out there and work a little bit harder next time.
Yep.
I mean, you know.
It's so, almost like.
Talk about being a parent for quite a while. No, you lost.
Do you want to be on Cobb Vanth's team? Where you always win. Yes, I know he got shot, but he got a back to tank. Or do you want to be on Bo-Katan's team where she always loses? Lost the Darksaber. Lost her sister.
I don't think I want to be on either one of their teams.
Well, I'll be on Cobb Vanth's team. I love me some Cobb Vanth.
I understand, but he's in a tank right now, so it's 50-50.
No, he's going to be rejuvenated. Like your girl from Housewives. Renuverated.
Renuverated.
Yeah, who's the crazy turtle time lady with Renew Health Skin Care or something,
what's
right?
What's her name? Yeah, if that ever comes back, Housewives in New York. What's her name? Ramona Singer.
Ramona Singer. Well, you know what?
What?
I feel like Ramona Singer could be a good voice on The Bad Batch.
That would be interesting. We should do Housewives Star Wars.
Oh my God. We should. Bring Christina Ariel back on.
We'll call Andy Cohen. Tell him.
Oh. He's pretty cute. I don't know what it is about him, but he's kind of cute.
You like those East Coast guys?
I sure do.
You do.
I'm looking at one right now, and he's mighty fine.
You are. You betcha.
All right, Thomas. Are yes, you ready? Sir. I want to get into this thing, because actually we have two big episodes to talk about.
Okay.
I'm going to say it now. I've already got in trouble on Twitter, but whatevs. I don't care.
It's like a regular these days.
It seems to be. I
told you not to feed the cats.
Well, hey, hey, kitty girl, rule the world. And my pussy is on fire.
Just feed the cats.
Yeah, no,
I
didn't even feed the cats this time. Literally, all I did was this week, the Bad Batch greater than the Mandalorian. And people were mad at me because I am a loser for pitting shows together. But you know what? I'm sorry. I liked this week's Bad Batch episode more than this week's Mandalorian episode.
Let me remind
I'm shocked.
You of the Superstore episode.
The rabbits.
The rabbits when they got the bad review and the guy lived in his apartment.
Tiny
with
apartment.
His mom. A tiny yeah. apartment with lots of rabbits and I think the mother, right?
Yeah.
Not that anything's wrong with that.
But clearly what the show is demonstrating is he was not happy with where he was. And so he's taking it out on others. And honestly, social media trolls are losers who are unhappy with where they're at. So they want to take it out on somebody else.
Again, don't feed the cats.
Mm-hmm. It's the truth. And I don't even want to call them cats because that's mean to cats. And there are cat people out there. I am not one of them, but there mm-hmm. are cat people out there who are very nice.
And just if you feed the cats, the stray cats, they're coming back. If you've got all a right, cat babe. In your house, definitely feed it.
Let's get into this thing. Let's get into some positivity because I loved this last week's episodes of Star Wars. Both Mandalorian and The Bad Batch were fantastic. Where would you like to start? Do you want to start with Mando or do you want to start with
Let's
The Bad Batch?
Let's do Mandalorian.
Okay. What did you think of this week's episode? You got to see a lot of Bo-Katan.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see Ninja Grogu.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to see this is a gem from Twitter, a Denzel in distress.
That's actually pretty good. Well, it's kind of none of those. I like that we got to see Mandalore.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that we got to see the city that has been the... the really in the back of every single episode. It's always been Mandalore, Mandalorian, mm-hmm. Mandalore, Mandalorian. So it was really nice to finally get to see the planet. Obviously, we know that it was, what'd you call it, crystallized or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so somewhere like mm-hmm. after, during the Siege of Tears or whatever, after right. season 7 of Clone Wars, mm-hmm. somewhere the Empire came in
mm-hmm.
and like, destroyed Mandalore and then right. did something to crystallize it, which is really creepy. And honestly,
mm-hmm.
do you remember from the previous week the color of that crystal?
It was black or blue?
Emerald.
Emerald, okay.
You know what else is emerald?
Pot of gold? I know. I don't know. What?
Emerald City? You know where Emerald City is from?
Mm-hmm. The Wizard of Oz.
Do you know who the most people associate the Wizard of Oz with?
Mm-mm.
Dorothy Gale.
Oh.
Remember the code words from the 40s and 50s of uh-huh. Are you a friend of Dorothy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. More proof that Din Djarin is gay. His entire city has become a gay planet.
I think we're not done with Mandalore. I think Mandalore can be something again.
Yeah.
Oh, I really do. Because remember, they thought she thought you couldn't breathe there.
Yep.
Okay, and obviously yeah. you can breathe there.
Yeah, it was great. It was really, really, really great. The episode, we open up to Tatooine. I was very excited. We got to see our girl, Pelle Motto. Mm-hmm. I think this is probably the shortest cameo she's ever had, but she is so good. Do you like her? Because I know you're a hit or miss.
I do like her. I like her very much.
She just brings warm feelings to my heart.
Cohen, she's very good friends with them. They go out all the time.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she's on the Radio Andy all the time. They're very good friends.
Amy Sedaris?
Yeah, so okay. That's how I know about her appearances in The Mandalorian.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know Amy Sedaris as Pelle Motto and then the editor from Sex and the City. She mm-hmm. put together
Oh yeah,
Carrie's okay. books.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep, good times. Yeah, so okay, we get to Mandalore. Because Din Djarin is continuing on his path mm-hmm. to be brought back into his family because, you know, I don't know why some gay would want to be kicked out, go back to the family that just kicked him out. I don't get it. But anyways, he wants to take a bath. So we're on Mandalore. And he had asked Bo-Katan for some help and she was like,
yeah,
no.
What's the deal with those two?
With Bo-Katan and...
They're friends. They're not friends.
That's Bo-Katan's whole MO.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She came to save his life.
Yeah, so that was funny.
And
okay.
when he needed help, he sent Grogu. And God knows how long that trip was
mm-hmm.
for him. Now he had to fight his demons okay. to get out of there.
Well, I'm okay. So when we're flying, remember you told him the story about the map and you have to like learn maps so you don't get lost. Mm-hmm. And that's one, a key to being a Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. So he pointed to the moon of Concordia, which is where, do you remember Duchess Satine from the Clone Wars? Mm-hmm. That is where Death Watch lived. So they were banished to the moon of Concordia. So Death Watch was who picked Din Djarin up.
Okay.
Back then, Bo-Katan was part of Din Djarin, so she lived there. She was on the family's planet. Okay. If I remember back to some of the stories, there's like a handful of powerful families on Mandalore, and they all have their own planet. Her planet is Kalevala, something like that.
Okay.
So that's where she is. I don't know if it's a planet or if it's a moon that's also orbiting Mandalore. I don't remember.
Okay.
So I'm thinking she's very nearby. I don't think it would have been that long of a trip.
Right. It was kind of nice to see the Death Stick. What's it called again?
The Dark Saber?
Oh, the Dark Saber pulled out.
The greatest. Those are two very different things. There are Death Sticks in Star Wars.
So are there?
Good job. Yeah.
Okay.
In right here. Attack of the Clones. Hey, you want to buy some Death Sticks? And Obi-Wan's like, you don't want to sell me Death Sticks. He had a little antenna. I don't want to sell you any Death Sticks. And I'm like, you want to go home and rethink your life? Yeah, I want to go home and rethink my life. And in Pink Milk on Kiki, because sometimes I talk about poppers too much.
Right.
And our friend Bucky Box decided to call them Death Sniffs to make poppers Star Wars-y.
That's funny.
Yeah, so anyways, I did like how we show up to her planet and she's like, hey, I'm not really interested in helping you. It's a myth. Move on with your life. This is ridiculous, right? And she dismisses him.
Right.
So he and Grogu go off. He gets captured because like a Denzel in distress, those big monsters. He beat them up with his, what did you call it? A dark stick?
Death stick.
A death stick. which like, was where really
he
smart.
He could barely move it.
Well, this is what was
and
smart.
And yet, where does it go now? He got captured, but where's the death stick?
Oh, he has it back again.
He has it.
Yeah, we're going to. So like he fought off those monsters.
Right.
And I'm like, it is interesting because he cannot wield it very well. If you remember to when we were with him and the armor, she was like, you know, you have to find peace within yourself. I don't remember her whole speech, but basically like he's fighting something within himself. So he's like actively working against the I want to call it the death
dark
stick
saber.
Now. The dark saber. So he's got to find balance within himself so he can wield the dark saber. But he fought them off. He won. Then he gets captured by some creepy crab robot thing. That was, it was so cool.
It was cool.
Loved it. So he's captured and we get little like Ninja Grogu. That was the cutest thing I have ever seen. His little flipping and his like little like walking around. Nope, he's not going to float in his little pod. He's got his
And he kind of spoke a little bit this episode.
Yeah, he was definitely making more. He was not just cooing. He was actually making sounds. So we're on the way to talking. I don't know how I feel. If you have not listened to Emma's conversation on Kiki about nonverbal communication, everyone should. It was really, really beautiful. She shares a story about her wife and her and some stuff that they went through a few years ago. And it was really beautiful. But I do like that Din and Grogu really do have a great like communication with one another. So anyways, Din's caught in his little cage by some creepy, weird android that was giving me very like Darth Maul vibes. Don't know why it's always a spider. You get captured. Clearly he's a cyborg of some sort because he had that creepy eyeball. And he sends Grogu to Bo-Katan. And that part I did love because she went from, I don't like you to mother.
Yes.
And she's like, oh, let's just finish this once and for all. And she's all pissed off. And she like does her little bull dyke walk out there. She's going to put an end to that. And then it's Grogu. No one can be mad at Grogu. And she's like instant mother mode now. Like, oh, I got to go help him.
Yeah, what's and she went their to help deal?
Him. I don't know. I think, yeah, what is your read on Bo-Katan? I'm curious.
Well, they're both Mandalorians, right?
Yes.
So I think there's a common bond there.
I don't know how Bo-Katan would feel about that because she's of royal blood.
Okay.
And he is a foundling.
Okay.
Like, I don't know Bo-Katan's.
So she's really the Mandalorian.
Yes.
And he's just the one that wears the hat.
Well,
why doesn't she have to wear a helmet?
Well, because the fact that Din Djarin always wears a helmet is a part of the creed to the Children of the Watch, okay. Which Bo-Katan says somewhere in this episode, like, they went back on all these ancient myths and took them very seriously.
Right.
But I think that was something.
She said that there was nothing mystical.
Yeah.
Or special about the waters of, mm-hmm. If anything, there was nothing special about them.
There was.
And what was special about them?
Yeah, so we're going to put a pin in that real quick, just because I want to get to the death stick.
Okay.
So, like, we saw Din Djarin not fumble around with it, right?
Right.
He wasn't very effective. But that's also Din's entire existence. He seems to always win, but he just kind of fumbles through everything and somehow wins. I think it's because he has the Force on his side, personally. But it's also adorable that he's like that. And she gets it, and let me tell you, when I was watching it, because remember, she wants it. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my God. Is she going to give it back? But then she did ignite it, and that was a rad scene. She was so good with that thing. Mm-hmm. And I love that they brought back her little, like, Tron shield, her little light shield. It was a very cool look. It was great. Mm-hmm. It was awesome watching her, like, kick ass. I love that she used her little Mandalorian, her Beskar rope to, like, grab it, almost like she's a Force user. Mm-hmm. Because in Legends, more... So it's interesting, the Jedi and the Mandalorians, like, relationship with one another, the way it's kind of played out. Mm-hmm. But the Mandalorians are supposed to be up there with Jedi. Like, their whole armor is literally designed to block lightsabers. They have an antagonistic relationship, but then they also were kind of friends. Mm-hmm. But it would be it's interesting to me that Bo-Katan can move like a Jedi and that the Mandalorians can do all these Jedi-like things. They might not have the Force, but they use technology to help give themselves, like, that level of skill, I guess. It was very interesting. So it was very cool. She took that thing out, and I love the little head ran away. So I don't think we're done with him. Mm-hmm. Whatever he is, I don't know, but it's very cool. And then we finish. We have a little bit of soup. What do you mean you've never had this soup? No one's a Mandalore unless they had whatever this soup was.
Yeah, that was kind of cheesy. But yeah.
I thought it was cute. I think it was her way of, like, I mean, think about food.
Let me make you some soup.
But honestly, think about food. Like, think about, like, honestly, I think about your family. Like, your mother was all about the Irish soda bread, or coming up to St. Patrick's Day, right?
Right.
And, like, that is a way, I think, for cultures to share their culture with other people is through food, and it's around a table. And I really think that was her accepting him in a way that maybe she hadn't accepted him personally. Okay. I felt it was like a real, like, stretch, you know, a friendly gesture, if you will. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was great. But then we go take a bath, and all of a sudden Din Djarin just falls. Yanked down, falls. I don't know. What do you think happened?
No one knows.
Yeah. So this is where she... Oh, that was funny when she was, like, reading the little thing, and, like, she had been to this museum 8,000 times.
It's a week this season.
What?
He's in trouble all the time.
First he always
roasted.
Is. He always is.
He's now Din Djarin. Drowning.
Roasted?
When he was being spun around barbecued by the little robot.
Yeah, what was the need of this spinning around like he's a barbecue, but then he was, like, drinking his blood, like, right. He was pulling all of his blood out. The whole thing was just creepy. It was great. And that's some of the stuff I love in Star Wars. Like, don't tell me what's going on. I don't know. Visually, it looks cool. And now he's going to do something with blood. It's rad. I don't need anything more than that. Perfect. Period. End of sentence. Don't need an explanation.
Does he need that blood back? Or did we get it just in time?
I don't know. There's Bacta. A little spray. Maybe Bo-Katan. Maybe that's what she dipped in the soup. She dropped something in the soup. Maybe it was healing agent. I don't know. Okay. Again, it's Star Wars.
I thought it was a bouillon cube.
Oh, my God. What is his little insignia of? What was that big rhinoceros thing from the first season? I'm blanking on the name. Like a little cube like that. Oh, there goes my joke. Yeah, so anyways, Din hops in the bath, sinks straight to the bottom. She goes and rescues him, thinking she was reading that little plaque about what was in the thing, like mocking it, making fun of it.
Right.
And then what does she see? A mythosaur. Mythosaurs clearly play an incredible important part of Mandalorian culture. Is that what
pulled him down?
I think so. I think it was that pulled him down.
Okay.
Because if you, like, everything is stopping Din from going back to the Children of the Watch.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like there's all these things in his way. I personally think it's the Force stopping him from going there. I do not think the show these days, I don't think the show is about Din Djarin, the title of The Mandalorian. I think that's Grogu. Grogu is going to be this bridge between the Jedi and the Mandalorians and be making make something new with that. And honestly, as I get more like thinking in that direction, I want way more than I did before, because I don't think I wanted this. Like even last year, even earlier this year, I want Grogu and Rey to meet at some point in time and start something together.
Okay, so remind me again, what is the timeline for Mandalorian and all the final episodes of Star Wars?
The Rey's story, basically. Yes. The sky. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, 25 years.
Between.
Yeah, roughly. But now we don't really know roughly that, because now the Mandalorian these three seasons maybe have been stretched out over several years.
Okay.
So we don't really know a total timeline. Again, mm-hmm. people online were very upset about these things.
Mm-hmm.
Chase and I spoke to this a little bit. Like, I don't care. To me, the opening of Star Wars is a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. It's far away and a long time ago. Mm-hmm. That is how time works there. Mm-hmm. It is a fairy tale. It is not science fiction. I think that's where books come into play. And for me, I enjoy the books, but I don't love them the same way I do. I shouldn't say as a blanket statement. Those books that go really into timelines, like, I don't care. I like it was before, it was after. I like the fairy tale. Personally, I gravitate towards the fairy tale aspects of Star Wars more than the science fiction aspects. Mm-hmm. I like my sci-fi in spaceships, laser swords, and costumes, and I like the story to be a fairy tale. That's kind of my vibe of Star Wars. So I do think, I mean, it was really crazy that Mythosaur in there just looked at her. If it yanked them down, it yanked them down for a reason. It just stood there and stared at them both, and Bo-Katan is a shook woman. Like, she is not the same now. Is she going to start buying into this hype? Like, I'm really curious what's going to happen now. Because if we remember Kweel, like, when Din Djarin was trying to ride the Blurg at the beginning in season one, he's like, your people rode the great Mythosaur. That's what it was. But Mythosaurs are something of legend. Like, you know, the little symbol.
And how did it survive all those years?
Mm-hmm.
How many years has the planet been gone?
Probably 15, 20.
Okay.
That'd be my guess. Maybe 30.
Okay.
I don't know. Luke, Bucky Box, Scotty, Joey.
Let us know.
Allison, all the timeline people that listen to the show. Let me know, because I don't know. But yeah, something like that. 20, 30 years. Let's go with that.
Okay.
So I have a question for you. What did you think? Like, where do you think Bo-Katan is now? I mean, did you notice how she was just shook?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you think she was thinking about when she saw that thing?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think she was surprised that anything had lived for that long.
So you didn't.
But I didn't see the connection.
Didn't get like a spiritual like awakening.
No,
moment
I'm gonna
of
have
like,
to watch it again. No, that's a good point.
But no, I think this is some of the stuff.
I just don't think I knew what it was. I was like, oh god, another alligator in the water.
Yeah, I think this
or monster.
This is where there's a difference between being a super fan and a casual fan. Do you feel like you missed something though? Like,
no,
it was a big monster underwater. Mm-hmm. Whoa, that's crazy, right? You don't need to know more than that, but then someone like me can bring more to it. And I think it's very, like, I really, really, really find this show, The Mandalorian in general, to be this really beautiful connection between casual fans and super fans.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think going to the sequel trilogy just for a hot second, I do wish they did more of that, because this is a 40-year legacy now. Like, the sequel trilogy, I just feel like in a lot of ways, just brought in the casual audience and kind of ignored the super fans.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't think there was a lot of like deep nuggets in there. And I don't think Star Wars has been around too long that you can't not reward the people who've been there forever.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, perfect sense.
I mean, I don't want it to be just for us either. I know there are people out. That's what the books are for. That's for the people who really want to delve in. you know, maybe if all these shows continue, maybe make a show that's like a super deep dive for everybody else that maybe not everyone's going to watch. I don't want that. I like Star Wars to be for everybody, but I think The Mandalorian has found the magic sauce of blending those two people
together. Sauce.
Yeah. That's what the armor poured in, that little green goopity goo.
Not bullion.
Boing, not boing. Yeah, stock. So, okay. Yeah, stock. Okay, before we head into the Bad Batch.
Yes, sir.
We'll take a quick breaky break after
okay.
that. Where do you think the show is going? Because in the first episode of the season, all it really was doing was leading up to the Mines of Mandalore for Din to take his bath. So I think it was a fair assumption to make that I think most of us were making that was going to be the season, and it was going to be towards the end that he would get into the bath, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's done.
He's in the bath.
He took his bath. I don't know if the armor is going to think it was a good enough bath. I mean, the bitch is all over him. Like, nothing seems to be good enough for her. I'm not super anti her anymore because I think maybe there's some good things that she's trying to do with that, but. Where do you think the show's going to go? Do you have any idea? Because we still...
Well, unlike the Bad Batch, I do feel that there's some plan here. I feel like I've been picked up from where we left off last year, which is interesting. I feel that way because of Boba Fett.
Yep.
Okay. So, and obviously, I saw the wrap-up in those episodes.
Yep.
So I feel the, you know, continuity... Which yeah. I didn't feel, obviously, in Bad Batch. But
yeah.
I don't know. I'm along for the ride for sure. I do feel like we're moving towards something.
Yeah.
I like that we finally have gotten to Mandalore. We've talked about it for long time.
Since the beginning.
Yeah. And now they said we're going there and we're actually there in episode two.
Yeah. So that's exciting right. to me. Like, you feel like it was, like you feel rewarded.
Yes.
You haven't spoken about it like you've been feeling shortchanged, whereas Bad Batch is making you feel shortchanged. Yeah.
Let's face it though, we can't have his helmet on all the time. So Disney's gonna have to make the decision. Do we keep paying all these other actors to walk around with the helmet on? Or do we actually pay Pedro Pascal to do the job?
Well, you know, I mean,
he's doing the voiceover clearly, but you know.
I don't know if I like to think of it that way as like Disney's.
Oh, sorry.
I like to stay in story personally.
Oh, sorry.
But I think Din
You did Djarin, know we were in the volume then, right?
No, we were on Mandalore.
Uh-huh.
No, I think Din Djarin needs to be able to take his helmet off to be a full person. So I want Din Djarin to take his helmet off so he can be a free... out and proud queer and be able to make out his space husband, Cobb Vanth.
Yeah, it's just hard to constantly see somebody behind a mask. You're like, I need to connect with someone, so I need the mask
off.
But
but in that, like, pull ourselves out of story, I think that is why we are all connecting with Din so much the way we are. I think there's something really beautiful that his helmet is not painted, that is reflective.
Not me.
You don't connect to
Din?
No,
I'm not connecting... No, not as much. I connect more when he takes his helmet off and I can see his expression. I can see his eyes, you know. Eyes are the window of the...
Well, they are.
Everything
it's the
going
window
on
of the soul. Like, I mean, yes, that's part... But I don't know. For me, the mask, his helmet, is easy to project, project yourself.
I'm an apostate.
Go, go get Bo-Katan.
Go get her. Oh, okay. Well, she just threw you out, but you want me to go back there now? Okay. But that's Star Wars.
You know, that's Grogu. He's like...
I mean, this is the casual fan just observing sometimes the... I don't want to say stupidity of the whole thing. I'm just saying...
The stupidity of the whole thing.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, hey, come on. I mean, you were just fighting against each other at the end of last season. It was a fight to the death, remember? Remember that one?
Yeah, I do. I didn't find
I'm
it
I'm just
stupid,
pointing
though.
It out, kids.
Didn't find it stupid.
I didn't say.
But you did.
I said, I don't want to say this stupidity the whole thing. Because I don't. You know I like the show, but it's funny. I've watched a lot of documentaries on this now, so now... The volume thing kind of throws it off for me. Like, is that real? Is that not real?
Where does the volume end?
Why, yes.
Can they walk farther? Are they almost at the edge of the screen?
Are they still on that treadmill?
like a Jamiroquai video. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
I don't even remember. What's the name of the song?
It's the one I like.
Yeah. Digital world, something about a world.
No.
Doo-da. You're singing zippity doo-da.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Yeah, it's all good. You know what?
What?
Let's just take a quick breaky break.
Take a break.
And we'll come on back for the Bad Batch.
I'll go back to the volume. And we're back.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Oh my God, you know what? Welcome back, Crosshair. Okay.
Welcome back, Crosshair is right.
We're now going to.
And he's going to be back in the family. He's going to be back in the fold.
Okay.
Now.
I'm curious what you think about this. We are heading back to the Bad Batch, episode 12, season 2, The Outpost. I have to say,
I have to say one thing too.
Shocked.
Even though none of the people showed up for their job today for that episode, I'm not even going to say much about it because it was such a good episode.
Oh my God.
That's big.
I preferred this episode over The Mandalorian, personally.
I would say that if I line them up next to one another, it was probably a better episode. And Mandalorian was a very good episode.
Oh, it was great. This is not a remotely a slam on The Mandalorian, where Mandalorian
sounds like it, Brian.
You know, that's like probably why I was called a loser on Twitter.
Oh, a loser?
A loser. A loser.
Oh, okay, well. I don't know why you play with those
people. You know
people.
What? If this is the life of a loser, well, then I'm perfectly fine being a loser.
You're fabulous.
Fabulous. Oof.
I was doing that to the dogs this morning and they were going crazy. I was like, they were looking at me like, what?
Where Mandalorian really progressed the plot really forward. There was some character stuff in there too. The Bad Batch hit you right in the feels. It was so good. I have been on Team Crosshair Redemption since the very beginning. And boy, is Crosshair finding some redemption, I think.
Yes.
I'm curious.
Finally.
I'm curious where it's going to go. So
I never even thought I wanted him to be redeemed.
Yeah, you
didn't. Quite frankly, he was terrible. But this episode made you feel badly for him, you know. And it saw his, I think, true colors come out. That he really wasn't as bad as he had been manipulated and he finally realized it.
Yeah, I think we saw that he's really conflicted. Like
Well, now he's in trouble in addition to conflicted.
Yeah, okay. So we open to a new planet. We're on an outpost called Barton 4. Mm-hmm. And we meet a new Imperial, Lieutenant Nolan. Thank God, spoiler alert, thank God he's gone. Because that dude was a DB.
Yeah, he was pretty bad.
He was vile.
Uh-huh.
I love nothing more than like an Imperial that like you just hate. Like you hate them. Mm-hmm. Again, I wish the sequel trilogy would have given us that in Hux. Last Jedi kind of turned him into a joke. And he was like played for laughs.
Mm-hmm.
Which was disappointing. And then The Last Jedi or The Rise of Skywalker. You know, I like that he was the one being the traitor. It just wasn't executed well, but I like that idea. Anyways, like this is the character. Like they eat up the screen. You know, he's like just a very true, like evil villain. But when he was like, ugh, more clones. And he's like, and Crosshair's like pissed off, rightly so. He's like, you have a problem with that? He's like, I don't like used equipment. They're human beings. It was so gross.
Mm-hmm.
And then tells Crosshair to put his helmet back on because he's out of uniform. It was so like, it was vile. Like, I love it when you don't like no one knew that character. He's brand new, mm-hmm. but you hate him like you've been there forever. Mm-hmm. And when you,
but he's so much like all the other bad ones you don't like. So it's not just that character. Yeah, you are really hating him for all the other ones.
Yes,
you know, from Andor to Boba Fett.
Yeah.
But to everything, Boba Fett. It'll always be Boba Fett. I think that's where I grew up thinking it was Boba Fett.
You know, actually, I like that you brought up Andor because we had both, Cyril, who was like that, but kind of a loser.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had...
But we didn't know he was a loser until he no longer was employed.
That's true.
Then we realized. Kind of similar to those people on,
on Twitter?
The internet. You know, on Twitter. You think of there's something until you really peel it back and you're like, oh, okay.
Oh my God. That was really bitchy. I love it.
Yeah. Spoken and then like we have somebody Dedra. Not on Twitter.
Then we have Dedra, who also was in Andor, who, like, you kind of were rooting. Like,
but see, you knew she was a loser from the get go.
Oh my God. But Andor's, I love Andor. It was so good. Andor's but, like, good. You did kind of like, you did kind of root for her. You knew she was bad, but you're like, oh my God, she's a woman in this world that does not want her there. So you like want her to succeed.
Correct. Yeah.
And then I love that that show had us all collectively mad at ourselves that we're rooting her on because she was so vile. Like she is so evil. And I love that they were able to do that too. Like, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And those few people, they're like, now I always knew she was bad. I never, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. You wanted to root on. Yes, you knew she was bad, but you were rooting her on. Don't give me that. Mm-mm. Don't believe you. Sit down. Because you were had just like the rest of us. But it was so good. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. So we end up on this planet to retrieve some cargo that was stolen, right? Mm-hmm. That's why we went there, if I remember right. And then we meet. This handsome. Dude's got Hauser on. Okay, still, my heart. My clone-loving heart still belongs to Hauser, but we meet Mayday.
Mm-hmm. And is it Mayday?
That was his name.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay.
He's pretty hot.
He was a handsome guy.
And that beard.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's almost like your old neighbor. No, but you don't have. That's old like a... It's like... It's the kind of beard that I think IRL neither one of us would really be into.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... You know, it's like, I might take it for a spin.
Okay.
Just to see what it's like. I don't think I'm really into it, but, you know, I want to try everything at least once. So, you know, I might go on a date with someone with a beard like that.
Looks but it'll like probably only guy be that Karen from Will and Grace is married to. What's his name?
Yeah.
Nick Offerman.
Oh.
There goes that.
Who played one of the greatest gay people ever on television history.
Remember when we saw them in real life in that show?
Oh my God.
Awful.
Oh my God.
But we loved them. Okay. We liked them each separately, but it was just so... It was a one woman, one man show.
Yeah.
It was them.
The Offermans. Whatever it was. Yeah. Gay listeners, we'll go ahead and mail you our gay cards now. But like Tom and I were so excited to go see this. It was like...
And we saw it with other people, right?
No, it was just the two of us.
It was?
I think we ended up seeing people there.
Oh, okay.
Back when we had friends and were somewhat popular.
Well, when we didn't live in the burbs.
Yeah. And have children where
all
of our...
City slickers.
But we went and it was at like kind of a bougie theater. It was like a pretty nice event.
It was the...
I think it was a Gamage, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a Gamage.
Yeah, so it was like kind of bougie and like, it was like, we are gays of the theater. Gay Lobot might show up. This is the kind of event that he would come to. Also, if you were not following Twitter, Gay Lobot is coming back to the Banthaverse, y'all. I'm back, bitches.
The kind of guy that says Tarjay instead of Target.
Yes. I'm like Justine from Superstore, and I like to call it Tarjay. I sometimes go there after I make my trip to IKEA to drink their Brevet lattes.
All right, we got it.
And you're like, wait, IKEA has lattes? Well, it's really just black coffee with some cream in it, but I think it sounds better to call it a Brevet latte. Okay, so we're there. We find out some equipment stolen, and that douchebag, I'm sorry for my language, but jerk boy Lieutenant Nolan is like, where are all the men? And he's like, they've all been killed. And there was like 13, 14 helmets. A lot of people were killed. And he's like, well, get out there and work harder. I was like, oh my God, you are just vile.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was such a slow build of I hate you, you know? Mm-hmm. And actually, I feel like last week we had that metamorphosis episode with the Zillow Beast that felt like an Aliens episode. Mm-hmm. And actually, I literally, light bulb went off in my head as I was just talking. I feel like this episode was almost like The Company that we now know as Weiland from The Alien, but it was always referred to as The Company. And then the guy from Mad About You, Paul Reiser, is that his name? Who was that like vile of a character? And I don't know what it is, but like late 80s, early 90s, Paul Reiser is so hot. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. Yep. Very sexy. Big, furry, hairy chest.
Okay.
It's like a short little bear. It's like an Ewok. It's like an Ewok. Sexy Ewok. I assume he's short. I don't know, but he looks like a short guy.
I'm sure we can find out on Wikipedia.
Probably. So, yeah. So, we find out that they're all dead, and then they're out there trying to figure out, an alarm goes off, right? And two more people die, and more stuff is stolen.
Mm-hmm.
So Crosshair and Mayday, Lieutenant Nolan sends them out. They're like, we're going to die out there. Well, better get moving quicker then. I was like, oh my God. And then, so anyways, we have a fight. We do all the things. And then we find out that this Nolan dude literally sent them out to die for stormtrooper armor. The people that are going to replace them.
Mm-hmm.
Nolan valued armor more than these, all of those human beings' lives.
Mm-hmm.
It was so gross. And this is where, like, things can be good. Because, yes, on the surface, you do a 1, 2, 3 of what this episode was. Stolen cargo, bring it back, people die.
Right.
But there's so much underneath. And it has been, this is where, again, it could be a one and done episode. But you're pulling in all of the things that have been happening since we first met the Bad Batch in season 7 of The Clone Wars. Where, like, they're referred to as the regulars. This is where they're the outcasts. This is where, you know, they're treated like the queer people of the clones that are just not treated well. And at some point in time, when something bigger comes, all of a sudden those things that divided them are no longer important. And now they really are standing together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious where that's going to go. So that happens. Mayday almost dies. There's an avalanche because of big explosions that Crosshair also set off because he blew up those mines or whatever. And, you know, it was really beautiful because earlier in the episode, Mayday was like, I wouldn't want to be sitting with you because Crosshair was very much like, it's just part of, you know, a friendly fire idea. Like, nope, sometimes you die. You're a soldier. That's what we do. And he was Crosshair's, you know, that's kind of what happened in this episode, too. Like, we looked at him as just kind of being a villain. And, like, he's got some serious issues because they've been through so much stuff that I think he just had to detach himself in order to move forward.
Hmm.
And you think about that of after the conversation that Omega and Tech had of, I feel things, too. I just feel them differently. And you put that logic from Tech into Crosshair and it gives him something very, very different. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, Mayday dies. Nolan didn't care.
But they could have saved him.
But they could have. Yeah. They could have. He was moving too slow. And
yeah.
And then our boy.
He chose not to do it.
Then our boy, Crosshair, shoots him in the face. Oh my God. It was great. And all those clones are coming back. And then it kind of ended. So we don't know where we're going to go. Is he going to be arrested? What's going to happen?
Well, I would imagine they're going to kill him right there on the spot. That's what I thought was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. No, they do. They shoot him, right? Oh, my God. I forgot. Oh, my God. I've been so stuck in what's going to go on with Crosshair. Mm-hmm. I completely forgot about the very end.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
then the screen goes black, and they held that perfectly.
Right.
Because you're like, oh, my God, he died. And it was like a black screen. You're just waiting for like
the And then the professor, morning. The one that woman.
The scientist.
Yeah.
Who they've got to be clones, because I'm pretty sure she spoke with like a New Zealand accent. And at this stage, I equate that accent with clones.
Because of?
Omega. And all the clones. I mean, all the clones.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they woke them up. And we don't really know what's going to happen now.
No.
But he's there on that Tantus. Mount Tantus or whatever it is with now Lamassu, Nalase, the new creepy scientist guy with the glove.
They want. I bet they're going to want him to go out and find Omega. And bring her back. Oh, that'll be terrible.
Oh, my God. You're probably right. You're probably right.
What was that?
You're right,
I think.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
This week.
Yeah.
Or next week. Whenever. Whatever week we're in. I don't know.
That's right.
I'm very excited.
We're in our week. That's the week it is.
We're on gay time. Yeah, I mean, what did you think of this episode collectively?
I thought it was really, really good. Yeah. Well, I wish they had a episode like this with this kind of excitement in the very earlier part of the season. But they didn't, so...
We're moving on. But yes, I agree.
But this was a really good one. So we had a good one last week, right?
Yep.
And we've had a good one this week.
We've had like...
Did we have a fair one the
week
before?
I think we've had five really good episodes.
No, I don't think we did. Not in a row, anyway.
No. Okay. I mean, collectively, out of the 12, I think about half of them have been really good. But I think they're so good that they make the fine episodes not feel fine.
Okay.
Personally, that's how I'm reacting to these right now. And I want to hold out hope that by the time the season's done, all those mediocre episodes are going to be something of value. But I don't think they're going to be. I literally think they're not going to matter. I understand that the show is also aiming for that like early 80s, that Saturday morning cartoon from the 80s. But you know what? Like,
what an insulting thing to say.
I know
I said it first.
No, I know. But lots of people do.
Okay.
But you know, like the truth of the matter is, I think you'd be hard pressed to find someone who loves syndicated 80s cartoons less than me.
Yeah.
I love those things. I know way too much about them.
But that is
not modern television. That was television back then.
And it was free. This one cost us money. So we wanted to be good.
Yeah. But television isn't told like that anymore. So you can get those vibes, but you have to marry it with what's going on today.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that when the Clone Wars first came out, because there's been comparisons to that too, I just think that was also a different time in television. I don't think stories are told this way. And it's not taking advantage of the medium of streaming.
Mm.
Where you don't have to have 22 episodes because you have to sell it to a network. Make it 6. If all you have are 6 really good stories, then tell me 6 really good stories.
Ugh. There's a lot of that.
I know, but wouldn't you rather have that than what you're getting with Bad Batch?
Oh, God, no. I think I'd probably want the Bad Batch thing.
Really?
Yeah, because it keeps me in.
So
I'm hoping for, as opposed to like the staircase that's on HBO right now, where you know.
Never heard of it.
It's based on a real story, but.
Okay.
But nonetheless,
is it about carpentry?
Nope. It's about Lady falling down the staircase.
Not a stairway to heaven?
Nope. And her husband being blamed for it.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
It was dragging on so slow, I finally had to go to the Google and find out what the end of it was. I'm like, does he go to jail or not?
Okay, great television. So in other words, it's a crappy show.
No, but I think his name is the Schwarzenegger kid. Arnold Schwarzenegger's son is in there.
Oh, he has a
son? Guy. Yeah. He has a few. He has 5 kids, I believe.
Well, Arnie.
I just read like a whole bio on him.
Arnie,
he's actually pretty impressed. I just read a whole article.
There was a time where Arnold Schwarzenegger was kind of hot.
Mm.
There was. Mm. I think pre-movie starness, like bodybuilder version of him, like the first Terminator.
I think him and Maria Shriver have 4 kids.
Are they still married?
No, because he cheated with the housekeeper. And 20 years later, it came out that they had a son. But he takes,
Okay, well, you know what? If Bad Batch is...
It was an impressive article, I gotta say.
I'm surprised, Tommy, that you don't like the Bad Batch. Because you're right now describing like supermarket aisle gossip. You love the housewives, all the news.
I would not say I love it.
I would.
Because I'd be embarrassed to say I love it, to be honest.
But you shouldn't be. Love what you love.
It's trash. I love it.
Yeah. So this is kind of trash TV.
Yeah, but I like reality TV. What I like. So it's less them. I like a lot of reality.
Would you say I like reality TV?
No, you don't like it at all.
Yeah.
No.
Like there's occasional one or two things. Like,
no, rarely.
But the stuff that I like that is, I guess, technically considered reality TV.
Uh-huh.
Like I don't even look at it as reality TV. I don't, yeah, it's not my thing. Mm. Give me a home renovation show or something like that. That can be fun, but even that's...
Like, oh, I like them.
Yeah.
It depends.
No. Mm-hmm. I don't like much outside of Star Wars, let's be real.
It's true.
I'll find shows every once in a while. I do like RuPaul, and that's reality TV, I guess. But then, like,
and the Trixie Motel.
But that's like not reality. That's a competition show.
True.
It's today is considered reality TV, right. But it's not. That's I don't. Yeah. Anyways, you want Crosshair to come back?
I do. I do. I want him to be redeemed now. I'm ready.
This is okay.
But he better not go the way down I thought he was going
to
go.
I don't think I want it. I have to tell you, I'm very excited to see how this season ends. We have four more episodes. I think Crosshair has the potential to become one of my favorite Star Wars characters ever. Like,
but
I find
you do not want him redeemed.
No, what I want for him, I want a form of redemption. I want him to be, I still want him to be like the antagonist of the Bad Batch.
Okay.
I like the idea that they're brothers and there's always like a we will never kill each other kind of thing. And I want him to be like, I don't like any of you, but I cannot kill you. You're my brothers. I will go to the point of getting Omega. If that's really what happens, I want him to almost do it. And then I can't do this, but I don't want him to be good. What I think I want is I want the Bad Batch to stop with the Adventures of the Week.
Yes.
And I want them to join Rex and Echo and try to help the clones. Like, that's where I think the story needs to go. Let's see what happens to the clones after the prequels and before A New Hope. Like, we know they're around.
And we talked about this once before. We need to get rid of Cid at this point.
Oh, yes, yeah. 100%.
She's a bad apple. She's not a good influence.
100%.
You know, they don't need the money
bring
that
in, I forget her name right now, but bring in Wanda Sykes. Maybe she is better and there she can help lead to some things. Because her episode was cool when we got that big, weird, whatever it was, robot hiding in the things. That was cool. Mm-hmm. That was connected to the Jedi somehow. That was cool. So bring in some of those kinds of things. I like the idea that the Bad Batch might need to make money from time to time to get stuff done. Maybe they can use that as a cover to get into other things. Like, honestly, I want the Martez sisters in. So what I would love is that we have the Bad Batch. We have Rex and crew. You know what? You can even make another show. You can make another show that they're intertwined. So let's get Rex with Echo, the Martez sisters, and maybe one more. Like, we'll find a new character to bring in, right, on their crew. And then their whole deal is, like, almost like a clone rebellion.
When was the last time Mandalorian made money? Remember in the beginning it was all about
loaded.
Making money.
No, he got rich with, we need to find out. Yeah, something. He did all the stuff and got super rich. He did something, but I don't remember what it was.
Where does he keep his money?
I don't know. And I really should remember what got him super rich, but he was filthy loaded. And I don't remember what.
Beskar. Remember he was.
Oh, yeah, because he only saved enough for a few foundlings and his armor upgrade.
Right.
Yeah, in the ice cream bin, the Cantomo or whatever, and he sold it off. Yeah, you're right. Okay, but yeah, I think he's loaded now. I don't think he ever has to work again.
Oh.
That's the vibe that I got. Uh-huh. But then for Crosshair, I think I want him to be the same. I think I want him to go down the road of clones deserve freedom, but I'm going to kill every Imperial I possibly see to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I want them after the same things, but I want Crosshair willing to do things that the good guys won't do.
Okay, that's fair.
And I think that'd be really, really cool. That'd be a great show where it's this mutual understanding where after the same things, but Crosshair's like, you won't go far enough. It's never going to happen unless you do it my way. Because then he's still kind of a bad guy.
I like it.
Yeah, that's where I wanted to go. But yeah, I can't, honestly, at this moment in time, and I don't think I ever would have thought I would have said this, I think on Wednesday, I might have to get up extra early because I think I want to watch The Bad Batch first.
Well, here's the thing that, you know, we'd like to see all this, but in usual Bad Batch fashion.
I know, it's probably going to suck.
It's going to be a whole new Saturday morning adventure because the team is going to be back. And they're going to be off doing something. And then I'm going to be really disappointed. So if I have to sit in this chair next week and that's what happens, I'm going to be really not a happy guy.
You know, I think I will too.
Yeah.
Because it's like two in a row.
They've got me now.
Really
I'm back
good.
In.
Yep.
Let's see something.
And the last time we had two really good in a row were when the Emperor came back, but they were put together as one episode because they released them both that week.
Mm-hmm.
So it felt like one episode. It didn't feel like two. Now it's been 2 weeks in a row of really good episodes. that didn't have anything to do with one another, but the themes going, like, they still wove those stories together,
right?
Because you ended back at that planet. That's mm-hmm. that is all we need.
It's all we need.
Connect
Brian.
The stories somehow.
Connect them.
Oh my God. You know what else should be connected or should not be connected, actually, Thomas?
Probably us at this moment.
No, I should always be connected.
Oh,
to
I
you,
meant
baby.
On there.
Well, before we go, what shouldn't be connected, in my opinion,
uh-huh.
is the ball hair to the anus hair. What's that called? I know it's got a
I
name.
I taint remember.
I taint remember. You know what? There shouldn't be a lot of taint hair going on there.
Oh, God.
And in order to help remove that taint hair, you should head on over to manscaped.com. If you want to, and find yourself the Lawnmower 4.0. It's fantastic. It's got light and everything. You can really get up in that taint. Shave it all off. While you're in there, manscaped.com, not your taint. While you're in manscaped.com, ordering up all your products, go ahead and use our code PINKBALLS.
PINKBALLS.
For 20% off your order and
not
free shipping.
Not paint balls, pink balls.
Yes. Go and do all that. Have a good time.
Shave your face while you're at it.
Let's free the taint, people. Let's free the taint.
Free the taint and don't feed the cats. Trust me. It's not exactly the cats. We love cats, but if you think about it, don't feed the cats. Because if you don't feed them, they're not coming back. But we love cats. It's not a meant. It's just a metaphor. I don't want to get any of that hate mail.
If you enjoy what we do and you want to continue to support the show, check the show notes down below for the Patreon. If you want to see our two handsome faces, well, really not my face is not all that handsome, but if you want to look at my husband's face, who's incredibly handsome.
And if you want to find out why Brian has no hair.
Oh, I said that on episode 256.
You did?
Yeah.
That you were doing it.
I did. That was my
commitment.
My Manscaped plug.
Well, I can't wait to fill everybody in that you needed to do that about less 45 minutes before we walked out the door to our flag.
Well, you know,
kids'
I
first
did tell
flag
you,
football games on Saturday.
I did tell you that Crosshair might be one of my new favorite characters, so I just gave myself a Crosshair do.
You got a Crosshair do. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you always look good in that hair, though. So.
You know. So if you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, check that out down below. In the meantime, let us know, where do you think Crosshair is going to go? Shoot us an email at servingpinkmilk@gmail.com. You can follow me and the show, as always, at servingpinkmilk on Twitter and on Instagram. And until next time, Thomas.
And for God's sakes, don't feed the cats.
Drink up.